T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Shed a tear 'cause I'm missing you. I'm still all right to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure.
Oh, dang it! Oh, man! Dana's face froze during the Zoom meeting when she was whistling.
And it was epic.
And Sam was jumping to grab a picture, and then your picture unfroze. Damn it! Ugh.
We didn't even tell you the day that we took like 9 photos of you, Scott, in various.
Oh gosh, that was a day.
Unpleasant positions. For some reason, you decided last week to put the phone down low while you manspread during the break. And I don't know what you were doing. If you were on Facebook or just enjoyed showing the world your manness.
A junk.
But no, we didn't quite get a view of that. Let's just say it came
Sam
dangerously
go,
close.
He's migrating. He is migrating toward that camera, and we are going to see blank.
How much of this show goes on behind my back?
Quite a bit lately.
This hurts.
I was harassed. If we had HR, I would call them.
You didn't see any junk, so there's no HR complaint.
You know what? We were close enough that I was uncomfortable enough that I texted Sam and I said, I might need you to shut down this Zoom.
Let's just say I wasn't looking at the screen when you stood up, but when you stood up, there may have been a moment where we may have had a chance to see something. As I put on Twitter, a side of Scott Parks that I should never see.
I'm proud of it.
Well, I can sense that, but I'm glad we had this talk. Good talk. Good
okay.
talk.
Yeah, good talk. When you were gone taking a poop at the last break, we decided it was Tuesday, so we're going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday at 4:45, Dana. Mm-hmm. And because this one will get lost in the mix because I won't be able to go back to it, let me just give you, everyone, an example of what we're looking for at 4:45 this afternoon. Where does a dog go if it loses its tail and needs a new one?
I don't know, Scott. Where does a dog go if it loses its tail?
It goes to the retail store.
Oh, that is so bad. That is just awful. And you want to do more of these?
I want to do 15 minutes of them.
I was going
to
say a whole segment.
I don't know. I don't know if I've got that in me. We'll
see. Oh, okay. You're right. You're right.
It is
no,
Sam's
no, no.
Birthday.
We'll talk about Trump and coronavirus. That's
no,
a good
if
idea.
If Sam wants to do terrible jokes today for his birthday, we will do terrible jokes. We're doing it.
Sam.
I'm on board.
Sam, how's the weather there? And I'm not saying that to make
conversation. Is that a height joke?
No, I'm actually asking how the weather is.
Stop. My rib hurts, man. Stop.
Because we were supposed to have severe weather today, and they were getting pounded up north by St. Joe.
Phrasing.
Is that a sex joke?
No.
People are getting pounded up north?
No.
Oh.
But I'm going to tell you, Scott, look at the radar. By Adrian, Butler, and heading toward Clinton and just through Warrensburg, it's the big angry red streaks of blob going through.
Yeah.
Chanute. You're about to see it, and in Kansas City, it's just yellow and green, which is just rain.
Yeah, it's not too crazy here right now. There's some clouds. There's some dark clouds off on the horizon, and you can definitely tell that it's windy because all the trees are moving.
It's sunny here at the Roland Park Bureau.
Well, you're supposed to be weather aware today. You saw that.
Yeah, I did.
I heard Jennifer Naremore say it. I heard her say,
"No,
be weather aware."
I will tell you this. This morning, I went over to Kelly's house to do our morning workout, and I didn't work out because I don't know if you know this. I broke a rib. Okay. So I'm just.
So is that still terrible jokes?
No. So I'm just pacing in the basement while Sarah and Kelly are working out. And I'm like, I need to go to the bathroom. So I go upstairs. And when I go upstairs, she had it on Channel 12. And Nick Bender was on the TV. And I love Nick Bender. This is not a dig on him. It's a dig on the terminology. Okay. And so he's doing the weather like at 8:30 or whatever it was. And so I stop and I watch. He's like, yeah, storms could get severe around 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock this afternoon. And then he looks in the camera and he goes, "We need you to be aware." And I look at the TV because, you know, I talk to my TV. And
yeah,
I go,
I
"Oh, Nick, I am aware. Mm-hmm. It's going to get bad." I mean, stop it with the "we need you to be weather aware." They do that on Fox 4.
I like it when they say "be aware" because I'm generally not very aware really of anything.
When they say
"be aware," I think, okay, today's a day I need to be aware.
How many times do you need to be told it's going to rain at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? By the way, it's not raining at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They got that one wrong.
Well, but they did not get it wrong, Scott, because
you are
viewing the world from your very, very tiny Roland Park lens. If you look at the radar, and I've got the actual fancy radar app, they are getting pounded. I told you this in other cities that do not start with Roland or Park.
Well, what do they start with?
Chanute? Yes, there's some bad things there.
You mean Chanute 2 hours to the south?
It looks like Clinton, Warrensburg. You know, for the rest of us, it's just rain. But there's a lot of lightning in Clinton.
Here's what I know. Nick Bender told me.
Iola.
Nick Bender told me I was getting pounded at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and Kelly is not here.
It's really? The rain is coming. I'm telling you, I'm looking at it, and at least for where I am, we are going to get rain. They did not miss this one. It just is sunny where you are, you weirdo.
Come on, that was funny.
And Kelly, what does she do for a living?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. That's none of your business what my girlfriend does for a living. Mm. I'm not going to tell you because you're a jerk and it's your birthday.
I do later want to talk about one of my favorite stories of the day, and it's in your stack, Scott, about the woman who accidentally got a text from a man who thought he was texting another woman. But it's not a bad story. It turns out to be a very happy story. And it's just one of those weird mix-ups where fate steps in and now these two are dating and it will make you very happy.
Can you share that with us when we get back?
I can.
And then we're going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday at 4:45, if that's right with you.
Sure.
Where does a dog go to get a tail when they lose their tail?
The retail store. Retail store, yeah. It's so bad.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. He heard one guitar. Terrible Jokes coming your way at 4:45 this afternoon. From 2704, we are not getting pounded here in Lee's Summit. But then I haven't gotten home yet.
Wow. Well, I choose to be weather aware.
Well, you be weather aware. Ha ha ha. What's the story you wanted to share with us, Dana?
This is going to be a movie, okay? So there's a woman who's 26 years old, lives in New York City. She's quarantined at her mom's house in Ohio, and she gets a picture of a cake from a man named Mike. She does not know Mike. She just gets this random picture on her cell phone.
Okay.
Mike thought he was texting a woman he had met named Leah. She had given him this number on a dating app. And you know what Leah did? Leah gave him the old fake 1-2, where she said, oh, here, Mike, here's my number. It's
555-867-5309.
Yeah. So he texts this number that he liked Leah, was talking to her that day about baking a cake, texted who he thought was Leah the cake and said, hey, here's the cake. On the other end of that fake phone number is this woman, an actress named Cody Heiger. And she says, excuse me? And he says, hey, it was Mike. It was cool meeting you today. This is the cake I was telling you about. And she replies, I have no idea who you are. Wrong number, but nice cake, though.
Okay.
He's upset, says, oh, blank. I had a virtual date. I guess she gave me a fake number. And then she replies, I am so sorry. That is her loss. Enjoy the cake. And then he thanked her for being so cool about the situation, apologized again. And then he thinks, and this is where the leap of faith comes in, he thinks, well, maybe this woman is single. So he says, my name is Mike, by the way. I live in Cleveland. I'm 30. I'm an English teacher. Huge fan of the outdoors and dogs.
I see.
She replies, are you seriously hitting on a fake phone number right now? Which you could take one of two ways. It's either really creepy, ladies, or it's really sweet and you feel bad. She decided to engage in the conversation, and they are now...
Uh-oh.
No, that is not what they are doing. They're distancing.
No, that's what they're doing, and that's
okay. I was waiting
for
the right time to hit that.
That's perfectly okay to do that if you're an adult and you're consenting.
How do you social distance when you just met someone and do that? It's a little hard to do that when you're social distancing.
We've already discussed this, and it's not an appropriate conversation for the radio.
How do we know they're social distancing?
They have gone out on a sort of date, and they went on a walk, but wearing masks and 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. The first time you see someone, they're wearing a mask. So if they're horribly disfigured, on this part, you would not know. Not that you would care, because you wouldn't care.
Or, you know, like how to... Never mind.
I'm just saying it makes it kind of interesting. You don't really know what they look like, but you kind... I mean, I guess you could look up his profile and see what he looks like online. But if you're wearing a mask, do you really... I mean, they say the eyes are the window to the soul. You would see their eyes, but not really anything else.
Well, they did send a picture of themselves to one another prior in their text conversation.
Well, how do you know that's the real photo? I mean, you know how that goes online.
Well, it's very true. It's like that commercial, I'm a French model.
How do you know how that goes online?
Well, everyone just says, everyone always lies about, we've had callers say they never look the way they say they look.
All right, fine. Let's play this game. Because apparently you think the face is the most attractive thing on a human being.
No, that's not what I said. I think it makes it interesting if you're hiding two-thirds of your face.
What is it about Chris that you find the most attractive?
His brain. For real.
Dana, stop.
I like the way he reads the news to me.
Does he read it to you privately?
No, but that would be so funny. Read me the news!
Read me the news, you whore! Have you ever had Chris read you the news privately?
No, I
Dana?
No, that would be
Dana.
No. God, that would be so weird. No, that is a firm no.
Shh, hang on. I want to ask a question. Has he ever said, good evening, Dana Wright? I'm Chris Katz, Channel 9 reporting.
Super creepy, and no.
Okay, so you've never had him read you the news privately?
No. We do the opposite, where he comes home and I'm exhausted and he wants to talk about the news day, and I go, unless there's a fire somewhere that I need to put out.
Dana, I believe you. I believe you. Now, I want you to tell me the truth. What is it about Chris that you find the most attractive? And don't say brain. That's garbage. That's a lie.
No, his brain, and he is one of the kindest human beings I've ever been
he
on.
He is one of the kindest human beings.
That is right? true.
And Sam, what's your girlfriend's name?
Did he just leave to go to the bathroom again?
No. He's got prostate problems.
I did not go to the restroom.
I know. What's your girlfriend's name again?
Mackenzie.
What is it about her that you find the most attractive?
I think she's funny.
You guys are such liars. Oh my
it's
God.
A
oh,
fact.
Funny. No, funny goes a long way.
Okay.
I will tell you this about the actress in New York that he texted.
Neither one of you went physical. I can't believe that.
She is extremely attractive.
Okay. I'm going to be honest. It's the butt.
Really?
Yes. And she knows it.
At this age, some of that stuff doesn't start to go out the window for you?
Nope. I have told Kelly 1,000 times that I think she has the greatest butt I've ever seen.
Okay.
I'm a butt guy. And I'm just being honest.
But God forbid. And in fact, they asked Bill Gates this last night in the documentary I Can't Stop Talking About. They said, what is your biggest fear? What is your biggest fear? And do you know what he answered? Not that my butt is going to start sagging, because everybody does, newsflash.
What?
His biggest fear is that his brain would not work. And you can take that to read Alzheimer's or
dementia.
You know, dementia or brain injury. His biggest fear is that. Well. And so I'm just saying, like, I understand your answer. But the butt isn't going to do a whole lot for you if upstairs is not, you know, working right.
I don't need the conversation.
You are such a liar.
That's why I like to talk to you about Jesus.
I'm 48 going on 17. I still like butts.
I'm aware.
Let's get to the news. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. Don't forget... We're going to do the jokes at 4:45 this afternoon here on Dana and Parks. Where does she go?
We never know.
Can you mute her, by the way, on the Zoom? Because I can hear the feedback. You know, I was talking to my brother this morning. He's down in Wichita. And he had been at work all morning. And I said, what are you doing, man? He said, oh, I'm heading over to the Costco. And I said, what are you doing over there? He goes, Scott, have you not heard? And I go, no. What's going on? He goes, we're about to have a meat supply shortage in America. I go, okay. He may not be wrong. Story here from the Associated Press out of Des Moines, Iowa. Meat is not going to disappear from supermarkets because of outbreaks of coronavirus. But as the meat plants struggle to remain open, consumers could face less selection and slightly higher prices. So meat's going to be like, what, the new toilet paper or something? Industry leaders acknowledge that the U.S. food chain has rarely been so stressed and that no one is sure about the future. I saw a story on CNN this morning that broke my heart. And I pray to God that Will Sterrett's not listening right now. They were talking to some agriculture specialist who said they may have to euthanize tens of thousands of pigs to free up space to grow plants. I'm not a farmer. I don't know how this works.
You are the second person to talk about this to me in 2 days. I have a girlfriend whose father is a farmer. Hmm. And she said she talked to him a couple days ago, and she said it's a supply issue. They apparently have all this supply, nowhere to move it. And I don't know if that's because the corona got into some of the meatpacking plants. I don't know.
It did in South Dakota and elsewhere, yeah. Yes.
So she said for her dad, they are trying to give away, like find someone who will take.
Pigs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's nowhere for them to go. And so if you can't use the pigs, then you have to grow something else on that land. So get rid of the pigs and, you know, grow corn or grow soybeans or whatever the hell you grow. I have no idea. I'm not in the agriculture business. But all I saw was that little chyron on the bottom of the screen this morning. Farmers considering euthanizing tens of thousands of pigs. I was like, damn.
And there's no other way with all of the hungry people in the world to do something with that product.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do if you don't have a meat processing plant to put them through? I mean, you can sell them. Who's going to buy them? Who's going to process the meat? And so my brother's running to Costco this morning. He's freaking out. And he's getting ready to go buy a bunch of meat. And I said, well, I'm just going to become a vegetarian. I'm going to eat cereal.
I was going to say, what if you're on the Atkins diet?
Then you're toast. But
they're saying you're right. Meat shortages may be coming by the end of the week. Here's why I hate even talking about this. Because it's chickens, too. It's not just pigs.
And we don't want
to create a situation where.
Right, right.
Yeah, there was toilet paper, and the supply of toilet paper was just fine until everyone in America started buying, 46 rolls at a time.
Well, let me see what, hang on. On Sunday, the meat processing giant Tyson Foods ran a full-page advertisement in the New York Times and other newspapers outlining the difficulty of producing meat while keeping more than 100,000 workers safe and shutting down some of their plants. Quoting here from the ad, this means one thing. The food supply chain is vulnerable. As pork, beef, and chicken plants are being forced to close, even for short periods of time, millions of pounds of meat will disappear from the supply chain. Thanks, Tyson. Why don't we just go ahead and create a panic? Because that's what you just did. My brother is running to Costco this morning to buy up as much meat as he can.
The question we need to be asking is, what does life look like in 6 months or in a year or in 2 years? Because this virus is not ever going to be any less contagious.
Let's do this.
So, Scott, where do we go from here?
Dana, that's a fantastic question. That is a great question.
Do we do meat processing plants in isolation somehow, where I'm processing in one room and you're processing in another room and Sam's over here in another room?
Those plants,
by design, are filled with workers.
Here's what I'd like to do. I know we've got the jokes coming up here in about 3 minutes. But on the other side of the 5 o'clock news, I would like to do what you just suggested. Look into your crystal ball. What does life look like in December of this year? What does life look like in January of 2021? I think that's a fantastic question. Are kids in school? Are they still studying from home? Are we playing sports? Are we not playing sports? Are you and I broadcasting from our living rooms, or are we back in the studio? Are Americans back to work? Are people eating in restaurants? Are people going to the movie theater? What does use your crystal ball? We'll do this right after 5 o'clock. It's a great question.
And I want to clarify one thing, and this is from it's from Bloomberg.
Bloomberg.
It says, it should be noted that the output from a plant where a COVID infection pops up does not pose health concerns because of the meat, Scott. By all accounts, COVID-19 is not a foodborne illness. Products from a farm or a production plant with a confirmed case can still be sent out for distribution. The problem is, when enough people
infecting
get sick within
the other
a plant,
employees. That's right.
It infects the other employees,
that's
so
right.
the production comes to a halt, which means there's no new supply. It's mm-hmm. not because of any danger with COVID and the meat.
Telephone number here, and we'll do this right after 5 o'clock. It's a great question, Dana. What does the future look like? What do you think the future looks like? Are the kids back in school? Are we playing sports again? Is my daughter going back to KU? Is Dana's son going back to KU? Are we still walking down the street and then, I see somebody. I better move across. Are we doing that again? Are you going to a restaurant? Are you going to a movie theater? What does the future look like in December of 2020? We'll do that right after 5 o'clock, but your jokes are next. Terrible Joke Tuesday coming up in just a moment. They have to be arable but terrible. 22980. Arable but terrible jokes. 22980 here on Dana and Parks.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Damn. By the way, Sam knows my weaknesses. I absolutely love this song. I don't care who you are. I think this is a great song.
Terrible.
It's a great song.
Wasn't this named the worst song of all time?
It was named the worst song of the 80s. But it sure spent a lot of time at number one in 1986. That was weird. It's a great song. Guys, come on, man. The jokes have to be terrible, but they have to be arable. You can't write in some of these things that you guys are writing in. They're very funny. I give you credit. But come on, man. Seriously. It is Terrible Joke Tuesday here on Dana and Parks. And I just looked over at the clock and I'm like, damn, we got to do 10 minutes of terrible jokes? And I don't know if I'm thrilled about that or scared. You guys have to provide the content or I'll just start reading the Bible. So figure it out.
We're not gonna do that. On Sam's birthday, really?
Mm-hmm. 22980. Who wants to go first?
You got to go.
Okay. Dana?
Yes.
How does a penguin build a house?
I don't know, Scott. How does a penguin build a house?
He glues it together.
Hey, Scott.
Sam, buddy. What's going on, man?
This one's appropriate for right now. What's worse than raining cats and dogs?
What is worse than raining cats and dogs? I don't know.
Hailing taxi cabs.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
What did the gangster say when the houses fell on him?
What did the gangster say when the... I don't know, Dana.
Get up off me, Holmes.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Scott?
Hey, why did the lady go outside with her purse open?
I don't know, Scott. Why did the lady go outside with her purse open?
She expected change in the weather.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Dana?
Why was Tigger looking down the toilet?
I don't know.
Because he was trying to find poo.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
What's the... What's the best part of living in Switzerland?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but the flag is a plus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's going on, buddy?
What's the difference between a Zippo and a hippo?
Sam, I'm going to be honest. I don't know.
One's a little lighter.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Dana?
What do you have on your patio that is Irish?
You know, I've never thought about that, Dana. What do I have on my patio?
Patty, oh, furniture.
Get out.
That one doesn't even deserve crickets.
No, seriously, get out. Get out of the room.
Hey, Scott.
Sam, yeah, what's going on, buddy?
When is a door not a door?
Geez, Sam, I don't know. When is a door not a door?
When it's ajar.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
Did you hear about the guy who lost his entire left side?
I did not.
Yeah, he's all right now.
Why did the, Sam, why did the one-handed man cross the road?
You know, Dana, I don't know. Why did the one-handed man cross the road?
Because the second-hand store was across the street.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at your joke. I'm laughing at the one I'm about to read.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
Yo mama's so dumb, uh-oh, she thought St. Ives was a church.
Hey, Sam.
What's that?
Do you hear there's a new kind of... Guys, slow down. I can't keep up on the text line. Jeez Louise. Did you hear there's a new brand of toilet paper? It's named John Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough, no, it's tough, and it don't take nothing off of nobody.
I thought the John Wayne was the end of the joke.
Hey, Scott.
What, Dana? I'm still laughing at the John Wayne joke.
What do the Twilight Zone and the New York sewer system have in common?
Twilight Zone and the New York sewer system? I don't know.
Do, 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 do.
Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Sam. What's up, buddy?
What do you call a broken can opener?
Not really sure, buddy.
A can't opener.
Hey, Dana.
Scott.
Dana, why did the police arrest the lady whose arm was on fire?
I don't know.
Because she had a firearm.
No.
No, come on. That's pretty good.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Dana?
What did the man say when they cut off his ponytail?
You know, I don't know. What did the man say?
It won't be long now.
I'm not laughing at your joke. I'm laughing at the next one.
I thought you broke your rib. You're laughing a lot.
I need to stop. It hurts really bad.
He didn't break his rib.
Dana.
Yes.
No, I can't read it. I can't read it.
Will we get in trouble?
I don't think. Well, we wouldn't get in trouble with the law. I think we would get in trouble with boss.
Oh.
But for the ants in your pants from 4464, dude, I was so close to reading that one. It was so good.
That's a good one,
Sam.
But I don't think I can do it.
What's
Why
that,
did
Dana?
The farmer teach his livestock to play poker?
Why did the farmer teach his livestock to play poker?
He wanted to see the three billy goats bluff.
Dana.
Yes.
What's an egg's favorite car?
I don't know. What is an egg's favorite car?
A yolks wagon. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
What do you call a pig that does karate?
I don't know. What do you call a pig that does karate?
A pork chop.
Oh, God.
Hey, Scott, you want to hear a terrible joke?
Oh, yes, please, Sam. Go ahead.
You broke your rib.
Oh, the John Denver joke is good. I am not reading that one on the air.
No.
No way in hell. And hey, Sam.
What's that, Scott?
What do you call a camel that has no hump?
What do you call a camel that has no hump?
Humphrey.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Dana?
What award did the inventor of the door knocker win?
I don't know.
The Nobel Prize.
Dana.
Yes, Scott.
What do horses say when they fall over?
I don't know, Scott. What do horses say when they fall over?
I can't giddy up.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay. When we get... Stop. Cut it out. That's not funny.
He did cut it.
I'm struggling.
You're struggling with the break and a clock.
Then, Dana, you take us to break.
It's time to go to break. 2 minutes ago, happy birthday, Sam. We'll be back after this. See how easy that was?
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.